Hello and welcome back to In Bed with Lucy Season 3, the raw and uncensored place where we are free to discuss the nitty gritties of the adult industry. Now I just need to quickly run through my disclaimer. Everything I discuss is of my own opinion and it does not reflect on the community at large, as everyone experiences sex work differently. This podcast is rated R18+ and may contain explicit language and make references to sexual assault, drug and alcohol, self-harm, domestic violence, and other triggers not limited to the previous mentioned. If this doesn't fit, then please kindly stop now. For the rest, your exits are here, here, and here, so make sure to keep your hands and arms inside the vehicle at all times, and let's put this baby in D for drag, and let's go. Hey, bestie. Thank you so much for your patience with this episode. I have been experiencing some very minor technical difficulties. I have managed to get everything all sorted. And then, to throw a spanner in the works, my last two episodes that I originally scripted, I decided to scrap those last two episodes and take them to season four and change these last two episodes as I have evolved this season to be more of an insight into what is currently occurring in my day-to-day life. So you'll notice the approach that I took with this podcast in season one is to be more educational, and even in the beginning of season two. But halfway through season three, I noticed that I wanted to make people and the public aware of the, I guess, what happens behind closed doors as a sex worker. And I guess even if you are quite deep into the industry, these things can be somewhat of news to people. So, you know, this is a different form of education, bringing you light to what occurs in my life. But yeah, so I decided to re-script these last two episodes, and this actually took longer than I thought. So these last two episodes, I want to give you an insight into what happens behind closed doors. So I had to gather the information, obviously come up with some type of structure for episodes, and then obviously script it. So that has been very, very time consuming, and I do truly appreciate your patience. Thank you so much for hanging tight and sticking by me. So we will move along into today's episode very quickly, so we don't have to hold you up any further. And we will go through our timeline of what we're going to discuss today. And we'll go from there. Okay, so we'll start with a mild briefing on what today's episode will be about. So we will be discussing things that happen behind closed doors. So behavior, friendships, faked behavior, faked friendships, and also things that occur within the community that can not only be dangerous to workers, can also be dangerous to clients, can also be potentially dangerous to abuse victims, sexual abuse victims, people that suffer from mental illness, and the list goes on. But I'm not here to particularly point out what category of people will be affected by it, but it's a lot of people. So in my previous podcasts, I have discussed before some toxic behavior that has occurred within the industry, and even common occurrences within the industry that are extremely toxic, like fake bookings, fake booking inquiries. Even if they are successful with these fake bookings, sending people to dangerous locations, even meeting up with fellow sex workers and sabotaging their in-calls, sabotaging their business. Multiple things have been done and that I have discussed. One thing that I do want to actually bring light to is the fact that people are now starting to talk about the whole fakeness behind, I guess, friendships and connections that occur within the industry, and making people and clients aware that we actually, well, majority of established sex workers would not fuck with other sex workers because we are well aware of what is capable, and how people act is not even on par with our beliefs, our general just way of life. How much more can I explain this? It's just, we would not fuck with some of these people. So why are we faking these friendships? For what benefit? You know, just because you don't necessarily see eye to eye with other people within your industry, and just because you may not necessarily agree with everything, doesn't mean it's a bad thing. You know, you're better off not faking a friendship than actually faking one and people working out that you're full of shit. So one thing that I'm really grateful is the fact that my podcast has brought light to the fact that majority of sex workers would not fuck with other sex workers. Like, that's pretty bad if you ask me. If someone that's in the industry doesn't want to fuck with other people in the industry. Like, what's that saying? But anyway, just to kind of go off topic for a second, I just kind of want to explain a little thing about, I guess, the broad spectrum of people that actually are in sex work. Now, I've mentioned this before, and I was going to do like this episode on hierarchy and all this kind of crap. I don't even know why I'm mentioning this topic, but I never actually did because, you know, sex work is actually one of those industries where you can get so many different types of walks of life that can do this job. In fact, I would be hard pressed to come up with someone that actually cannot do sex work. So having said that, you've got to think about the variety of people that you're going to have in this industry. And obviously not everyone's going to see eye to eye. Lots of people have different levels of education. Lots of other people have different levels of life experience, travel experience, culture. There's so many different contributing factors to the reason why people are different. So when you throw so many different people in one pool, I guess that's when you kind of notice, I guess, the different levels. So I never really wanted to address levels because I've never understood it myself. I've never really kind of thought there would be anyone that would think they were above and beyond anyone else, especially when you're doing the same job. Like, if you're a janitor, how do you look down at another janitor? Like, I don't even understand. Like, my brain can't even break that down. So that's the reason why I never talked about it. But the reason why I brought that up was the fact of, you know, people are talking about, you know, yeah, I am in sex work, but that doesn't mean that I have to be your friend. And that doesn't mean that I have to agree with everything that you say. And you know what? Making debates and creating conversation and creating arguments, you know, keeps the spirit alive. So is it good? Is it bad? Well, honestly, to tell you the truth, the good thing about it would be just be true to yourself. Don't fake a friendship. The bad thing is people that fake it and people that say, yep, you know, that's who I fuck with, when it's not who you fuck with. Like, do you even like believe in their belief system? Like, are you going to turn around and let your company be represented by somebody else and their actions? Like, I don't get that. But anyway, so I've addressed the fact that a lot of people are talking about the fact that a lot of sex workers don't get along with each other. So much so that I've actually noticed in the last 12 months, maybe even longer, that people, that sex workers themselves are creating anonymous sex worker accounts. So I'm going to use a phrase that you may not be familiar with, and I will explain it. Client-facing social media accounts. So obviously my accounts that I have I Love Lucy Wollongong on my Instagram. I have Lucy Price AUS on Twitter. I have In Bed with Lucy on Facebook. These are all classed as client-facing social media accounts. So I use these accounts to basically advertise my business within social media. So we'll call it the Kylie Jenner theory, because Kylie Jenner does not pay a great deal in, I guess, advertising such as commercials. She does majority of her advertising on social media. So I will make reference to it being the Kylie Jenner theory. So client-facing accounts are used to communicate to your clients or to potential clients what you're doing, where you're going to be, what your plans are, releasing, I don't know, whatever the fuck it is that you want to release. You just use these social media in order to do that. So what sex workers have decided to do now is create anonymous accounts where they can get off their chest the things that they may not necessarily be able to get off their chest on their client-facing social media. Which literally just further distills my exact point when I say that these majority of these fake bitches are fake. And yeah, I can say it. It's my fucking opinion. Yeah, it's true. Fight me. Yeah, I said it. So yeah, they use these accounts in order to attack other sex workers. They use it to get off their chest things that they hate about their job, things that they hate about their life, things that are occurring in their life that they feel that if they were to mention would affect their business, which they're probably right. But I believe that when you're your own authentic self, you're going to get the best of the job. You know what I mean? You're going to get the clients that are drawn towards you. You get more authenticity. You get a better experience for the client and for yourself. Therefore, why would it be beneficial to not be yourself on a client-facing platform? Like, say, for example, I liked pink. Like, I would want to talk about that so people would know that I like pink. What's the point of them thinking that I like a different color? Even though pink's not my favorite color, I'm just using that as an example. I have noticed that these accounts are just vile. It's just they're now abusing the fact that it's an anonymous account and that they cannot be identified, which majority of them can be identified by use of language, wording, things that may have occurred that you know of on their client-facing accounts that may be associated with their anonymous accounts. You know, there are ways to work out who is actually running these accounts, but it's an actual joke. And this is something that is very, very common. I'm actually going through a process where, look, some of them are okay. Some of them are actually got good points, but it's also stuff that you should mention on your business accounts because these are key issues that need to be addressed within the industry. There's no point hiding behind the couch, popping your head around the corner going, oh, but this and this and this and this and this, and then running and hiding. Like, what are you, 12? Like, I don't want to put age and maturity and emotional maturity down to a factor, but for crying out loud, when are people going to learn that when you speak up, that's when you make changes? You know, it's just become deplorable, to tell you the truth. And believe it or not, on multiple occasions, I have been accused by these anonymous accounts of having an anonymous account. Now, the thing is about people that do malicious things is that, you know what? There are honest people like me that are going to call you out. There, you know, when you do malicious things to people and when you're a malicious person, that's when you can come up with these types of ideologies. You know, everything that I've told you in all my previous podcasts about malicious behavior have not been ideologies, but facts. It's not standard chit-chat. It's not gossip. It's actual facts. So, you know, the thing is about majority of the people in the industry not wanting to fuck with a lot of people in the industry is proven further with anonymous accounts. Anyway, moving along to our next point. Another thing I wanted to discuss was when I first started sex work, and I think I've made my points very clear in the beginning of season one, that I was quite, I guess, innocent to the whole adult industry when I got into it. Like, I explained how when I first started, I didn't really know what porn was, sex work, nothing like that. Like, I don't know if I actually shared this story with you, but in my previous job, one of my employers, right, ended up having to sack one of my managers. And I was having just a very casual conversation with her in regards to the reason why this person was fired. And they said that it was because they downloaded some type of virus from a porn site, and she said, oh, the porn site was RedTube. And I turned around and said to her, oh, don't you mean YouTube? Like, there's no such thing as RedTube. And she just looked at me and went, oh, God bless you. You really don't have any idea. Like, that was actually, I was like 26 or 27 when that conversation occurred. So to give you an insight into how innocently I was and blindsided by the adult industry was huge. So when I first got into the industry, I just wanted to, I guess I was that new kid that was so excited to be at this school. You know, I wanted to try absolutely everything all at once, you know, typical excited kid. That's the way that I seen it. I wanted to get involved with as many people as I possibly could and network. And as I was doing that within the first year of my career, that's when I actually noticed how toxic the industry was. So I'm not going to point anyone out or anything, but there have been conversations and things that I have been that I have seen first and foremost that has basically convinced me to not want to be any further, exploration within the industry or I guess within my community, because it's actually been really disturbing to hear the things that people have done to other people. Like, I have said that people have sabotaged other people's properties and in-calls, but there was even a time where someone told me that someone put deep heat in someone's lubricant. There have been times where people have dobbed people into their landlords, people that have contacted their families. There have been a multitude of things that people have done in order to sabotage other people's businesses. Also, even admitting to fake bookings, even making fake statements in regards to work that they're receiving, presents that they're receiving, interactions that may occur in order to, I guess, increase business or increase booking rates. Which has actually made me kind of, I guess, understand what it is about the hustle. So this episode being, you know, based on hustlers, I guess people in this industry, I did notice a lot hustle in a way like that I haven't seen. I've been the type of person, and I guess this is part of having siblings, and I guess this is part of being in quite a competitive community, is that you always only ever compete with yourself. Because if you compete with others, you're either A, going to give yourself depression, or, you know, you're going to send yourself mad doing shit like that. You know, so really the only thing that you can do in a highly competitive world is just be better than what you were yesterday. And I know I've mentioned this before because I know I'm sounding like a broken record, but it brought light to the hustle in the industry. Even I've heard of other workers saying that they will lie to their clients in order to get, so they'll say, oh, look, I've got to pay my rent. You know, my rent's not, you know, my rent's due. I can't pay my rent. You know, I've got bills. I've got all this stuff to be able to get more money. And I'm thinking to myself, like, this is not what, that's not me. You know, this is not what I'm about. I'm in this industry to, I guess, make a difference. And I know that other people are out there like that. And I understand that it's a job. I get that. It's a business. But in the end of the day, I guess I was really distilled with the fact of good business practice shows a good business and shows good personality. So, yeah, hustling has never really been for me. I understand it's a thing. But, yeah, each to their own. Another thing I've noticed with that's another kind of disturbing fact within the community is how willing another person is to throw someone under the bus. Now, let me elaborate before I continue on to a personal story. Now, people are more than willing to, you know, cry about a certain topic. We won't get into specific topics. We'll just say a topic. But if it happens to them, then it's a totally different story. So we'll discuss it like we're discussing bullying, for example. So when bullying occurs, it's never right. It is never a right circumstance for someone to bully someone. One thing I have noticed in the sex worker community is that the amount of bullies within the community that scream that they're, oh, I'm this, I'm that, I'm kind, I'm polite, but you're actually one of the biggest cunts in the whole of the industry, and how willing someone is to throw someone under the bus. For example, now we know, like, reporters, if a reporter has done something criminally wrong, how quick is another reporter to do a story on them? They fucking love it. This is another prime example of how toxic the industry can be, because other women are more than willing to throw other women under the bus. Now, my personal experience that I have had, now we all know that I have been stalked, and I have been stalked quite aggressively for a long period of time. Now, I have actually had a very small amount of people that have actually further victimized me and then further pursued silencing me during my traumatic events, which has actually opened my eyes to how dangerous, not only how toxic the industry is, but how volatile it is and how fucking dangerous it is. Because now I don't want to toot my own horn, but I have been through a lot of different experiences. I've been through a lot of different life, you know, changing occurrences. So I know how to deal with stressful events. Other people may not necessarily be in the same position that I am emotionally. Okay, so I can handle, not like I can handle it like I should be able to handle it, but emotionally, people that like this do not affect me in any way, shape, or form. The thing that disturbs me is the potential effect that it could have on somebody else. The silencing of victims and the bullying that occurs is one main reason to not want to be involved within the community. It actually further wants to actually make you pull back, because who wants to be further victimized when you have been subjected to torment, harassment, bullying, stalking, violence. The list goes on, and I'd rather than rattle off the list, the thing is, people are so willing to throw other people under the bus without knowing facts. Now, the thing is, there is a saying that's been on for time, it's been on for many, 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 many years. Believe only half of what you see and nothing of what you hear. But, you know, people seem to think that they have factual information, and it's just very disturbing to see the victimization that occurs within the industry and to see the further silencing of victims. This is the reason why it's so dangerous for people that are vulnerable. This needs to stop. If you don't have the facts, don't put your input in. If you don't know what occurred, then maybe you don't really know what happened, you know? So, yeah. Anyway, one thing I've noticed within the sex work community is not only is it toxic, but it's also full of bullies. You know, the longer I get in the industry, the more I realize that there was purpose in everything that basically occurred within my life. Like, I look back to my younger years and even songs that I liked, things that occurred, interactions, places that I've been, education that I received. Like, this job is actually one of the one jobs that I can utilize every single experience that I have had throughout my whole life in order to benefit me personally and my career. And that's actually like a pretty powerful thing to be able to have, because I know a lot of people have a great broad spectrum of talents and hobbies that don't get to be utilized in order to benefit their career or financial gains. One thing that I have found about the industry is it's had taught me so much. It's taught me a lot about, you know, things that have happened, the reasons why they've happened. It's taught me to be a better version of myself. It's taught me to be able to be more emotionally stable. It has evolved me, which I am continually evolving as I go on within this industry. So yes, I am always pointing out, you know, things that may not necessarily be discussed, but these are things that need to be discussed. These are key issues in the industry that need to be addressed. And yeah, there's actually a lot more to talk about, but I just realized how long this episode is already going for. So I'm going to leave the rest of this conversation to part two. And again, thank you so much for holding out for this episode. I'm so glad that you guys are just pleased with what I do. And, how I go around about it. I love you. Miss you. Mwah. And on that note, I shall bid you all farewell. Thank you for taking the time to listen to my podcast. I hope you enjoyed your stay, and I look forward to speaking with you all again soon. Don't forget to follow my Facebook page, In Bed With Lucy. And I also have an Instagram, and my handle is I Love Lucy Wollongong, one word. I also have a Twitter account, Lucy Price AUS, one word. Until then, stay safe, be true to yourself, and always be kind to others.